You're listening to Newtnia. 3 minutes of all-out cycling changed 714 blood proteins. In 10 healthy young men, 6 30-second cycle sprints rapidly changed 714 measured blood proteins, far more than 90 minutes of moderate cycling in a separate 9-person group. The molecular surge is striking, but it does not prove that sprint intervals replace longer exercise or prevent disease. 6 30-second bursts on a stationary bike produced a much larger immediate molecular response than 90 minutes of moderate cycling in a new human study. The headline number is striking, but the experiment measured short-term changes in blood, not heart attacks prevented, weight lost, or years of life gained. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers compared blood before and after all-out cycle sprints in 10 healthy young men with blood from 9 men who completed moderate cycling. Why does it matter? The sprint session changed 714 of 2,884 measured proteins immediately and more than 200 metabolites, revealing how exercise intensity can alter signals between organs. What is the catch? The groups were small, male, young, active, and tested on different protocols. Molecular changes are not proof of superior long-term health outcomes. Key number. 714 measured blood proteins changed immediately after 6 cycle sprints, compared with 7 after 90 minutes of moderate cycling. What the experiment actually compared. The peer-reviewed study in Cell Reports Medicine analyzed plasma collected at rest, immediately after exercise, and 3 hours later. The sprint group completed 6 all-out 30-second efforts against resistance, with 4 minutes of rest between efforts, so the session took much longer than 3 minutes on the clock. The moderate group cycled continuously for 90 minutes near its first lactate threshold. Sprinting changed 714 proteins immediately, while moderate cycling changed 7 at that point and 19 3 hours later. The delayed response included fatty acids and liver-derived proteins, showing that the longer session was not biologically inactive, only different in timing and scale. Why the blood response is interesting. Many proteins released after the sprints are involved in blood vessel growth, tissue remodeling, and hormone signaling. Human fat cells exposed in the laboratory to post-sprint plasma also changed the activity of genes involved in fuel use and nutrient sensing. That cell experiment shows a possible communication route, not what every fat cell did inside the participants. The team compared responsive proteins with health data from more than 53,000 UK Biobank participants. 32 of 33 proteins associated with lower cardiometabolic risk changed after sprinting, but that comparison is associative. Newtnia has previously examined how a breath analyzer tracks acetone as a metabolic marker and why a blood biomarker linked to disease cannot establish cause. Before we overstate the result, the acute comparison involved 10 men in the sprint group and 9 in the moderate group, all young, active, and metabolically healthy. The 8-week follow-up retained only 7 sprint trainees and 6 moderate trainees. The study measured proteins, metabolites, and cultured fat cell responses, not disease rates, fitness gains, injury risk, or adherence. All-out cycling is demanding. The World Health Organization's physical activity guidance combines moderate and vigorous activity rather than treating one brief protocol as a universal substitute. What researchers need to test next? The Rockefeller team reported that the intensity-dependent protein pattern remained after 8 weeks of training, which argues against a response caused only by unfamiliar exertion. Larger trials must include women, older adults, sedentary people, and patients, then connect the molecular signals to measurable outcomes such as insulin sensitivity, blood pressure, and aerobic fitness. The practical takeaway is narrow. Exercise intensity changed the speed and breadth of the blood response in this experiment. It did not show that 3 minutes of hard work delivers everything that 90 minutes of moderate exercise provides. Read the full article at newtonia.com.